We all want some level of safety and security. Firefighters, construction workers, EMT. They're all there when you need them to help manage life's chaos. In retirement, you want that same level of safety, but who is there for you to make sure your money will last? Ryan isn't just there in case of emergency. He's there so you don't have an emergency with your money. A safer retirement doesn't mean a boring retirement, but a prepared one full of the things that inspire you. This is Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker.
Welcome to Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker and Aaron Ray of Decker Retirement Planning. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. As I say every week on the program, you can always go to the website DeckerRetirementPlanning.com. Download any of 12 different things that are there really for your information. Useful guides. There's Brian's book on retirement, the Decker Approach book. You can download any or all, and there's no cost to you whatsoever. It's really just there for your information. You want to learn a little bit more about different areas of retirement? Well, there you go. It's all right there available to you. DeckerRetirementPlanning.com under the heading of Safer Retirement Education. There you go. Get and take whatever you would like. And if you have questions, you can always call the team at Decker Retirement. It's 833-707-3030. 833-707-3030. All right, Brian, you and Aaron got a lot to get to today. I know first off, I think Chuck Schumer said that he's wanting you to replace Netanyahu. What is Israel's guy?
Bibi Netanyahu.
Yeah. Schumer wants you to replace him.
Yeah.
You're going to be leaving the country.
The world is kind of a mess right now. A lot of wars going on, a lot of on the verge of wars. When is China going to invade Taiwan? What will that do to your portfolio? So we're going to talk about, you're exactly right, Mark, what are the risks of retiring right now? I would say there's some advantages and disadvantages of retiring right now. Aaron, one of them is interest rates being at recent highs right now. They were in August of 2020. Let me give you the history. So the 10-year treasury from 1940 to 1980, nice, neat and tidy 40-year climb in interest rates. The 10-year treasury went from 2% to almost 15%, 1980. And then for the next 40 years, they declined from almost 15%. In August, it hit 0.47%. 0.47%. Whoever owned bond funds at 0.47% and said that that was your safe money is in the same category of lunatics that said that if it were possible, the Dow Jones peaks out at 20,000, you have 19,500 on the Dow, you have very limited upside, you have all the downside, and you call that safe money. That is a comparable situation of having a 0.47 10-year treasury. But right now we have a 4.2% 10-year treasury, Aaron. And how does that help retirees?
Yeah, this is one of the things that's been really, really helpful recently. So if you think back, like you said, a couple of years ago in 2020, 2021, and before, interest rates were super, super low. 10-year treasury yield was also super low, which means that a lot of the safer, more protected or fixed rate type investment vehicles also had very low rates back then. I remember walking into the bank near my house here and seeing their displayed rates of CDs, and they were like less than 0.5%, 0.2%, 0.3%, not even worth locking up your money for the year or 18 months they had listed out there. So now that treasury rates have gone up, Fed rates have gone up, that's impacted a lot of safer investments and fixed rate type investments. So just like Fed rates have increased, you can go down to the bank now and you see CDs that are paying 5%, 5.5%. And that means that especially for people that are in retirement or transitioning into that phase, there's so many better options for protected safe accounts than what was previously available. And so now when we're putting our retirement plans into place, we have a lot of options that are paying really good rates of return for those. You're not having to pick and choose between, hey, am I going to get 0.1% or 0.15%? It's, hey, am I going to get 4.5%, 5.5%, 6%? And it really opens up a lot of really good fixed rate and protected vehicles for our clients. So when you're moving from your risk on environment of having 80, 90, 100% of your portfolio at risk during your working years to, hey, now I need to retire, trying to figure out how to protect this, not lose it if there's another market crash. These types of investment vehicles are crucial. And now that we have those higher rates, now's a really good time to put those types of investment vehicles into place.
Okay, when interest rates were so low at 0.47%, the Treasury Department and the Fed, they have an interest, 34 trillion reasons, with our deficit being so high, to keep rates as low as possible. Retirees, it's a tax on their investments to have a 10-year Treasury at 0.47 and CDs less than 0.5%. But what happened between August of 2020 and now with the 10-year Treasury at 4.2 is people have lost about 35% in their bond funds because when interest rates go up, bond prices go down and their quote-unquote safe money has been anything but safe. They've lost a lot of money. So we at Decker Retirement, we never recommend bond funds for clients because when you draw income from a pie chart, when you draw income from a fluctuating account, you compromise gains when markets go up, you accentuate losses when markets go down. And you go through a year like 2020, where you've got all that you've worked for in your entire 35, 40 year career in the market, in a pie chart, diversified with bonds, stocks, alternatives, etc. And you lose 20% on your bonds in 1 year, and you lose on average 30% on your stock portfolio that year, that sets you way back. One of the things we'll talk about today is the timing of retirement and why it's good and why what's dangerous about retiring today. But one of the things that's beneficial today is higher interest rates. Again, we want to emphasize we would recommend against using bond funds and calling them safe, because if interest rates continue to go higher, you lose money on that portion of your portfolio. And there's something called, as a matter of fact, Aaron, I'll toss it back to you. The rule of 100, talk to listeners about the rule of 100 and why that would hurt you in a rising interest rate environment.
Sure. So a lot of times the general rhetoric in the financial industry is as you get closer to retirement, or a little bit further along in your working career, you should put an increasingly larger percentage of your overall portfolio into bonds or bond. So essentially the rule of 100 says that if you're 65 years old, 65% of your assets should be in bonds or bond funds. So a lot of times that's kind of the age people are looking at retirement, right? They're 60, 65, somewhere in that range on average. And according to that logic, 65% of their assets should be in bonds or bond funds. And like you just mentioned, Brian, if you have that high of a percentage of your portfolio in those vehicles, especially during the last 2 or 3 years, you would have had a terrible return based off of the charts that we're looking at. So it's one of those things where, especially as you're nearing retirement, you do not want to have your portfolio exposed to major drops like that. If you have everything planned out, you've done it perfect, you've saved according to your goals, you've had the growth rate that you're looking for, and then all of a sudden, a year or two out from the date you're trying to retire, there's a 20, 30% drop in your bonds, there's a 20, 30% drop in the stock portion of your portfolio. That typically means you're not going to be able to retire when you think you were, right? You either have to work longer, or you have to plan on spending less in retirement. Neither of those are things that most people want to do. And so having that general rhetoric of the high percentage of your portfolio in bonds for that rule of 100, not a great way to go, especially during the last couple of years with interest rates.
And with interest rates on the rise right now, we like laddering. The benefit of laddering is it takes the guesswork out of interest rates. When you ladder, you have we have cash, which right now we're using the Fidelity Money Market at 5.1%. That's great. We use a 3-year, 5-year, 7- and 10-year principal guaranteed account ladder. And we use CDs for buckets 2 and 3. Those are 3 and 5-year CDs. Now with higher rates, we're getting 5.5, 5.7% there. And then on the 7 and 10 year accounts, we're using principal guaranteed accounts that are getting well above 8% average annual returns for the last 16 years. And those are producing great rates of return. If you don't know about that, that is one reason to give us a call and find out about drawing income from laddered principal guaranteed accounts. That is, keyword, foundational to the planning that we do at Decker Retirement. We went through 2022 when the S&P was down 19, NASDAQ down 33, bonds were down 20, commodities across the board were down, and our clients not only didn't lose a dime in their laddered principal guaranteed accounts, they made money. While the people that were in bond funds with their banker or broker advisor telling them to put their safe money in bond funds, they on average lost 20%. Just in their safe money. And then they lost another 30% in their stocks. We don't do it that way. So back to one of the benefits of retiring now is the higher rates. But we want to make sure that you ladder your principal guaranteed accounts so that you have minimized or zeroed out your interest rate risk by not owning bond funds and by laddering out your maturities. Let's get to other benefits of laddered principal guaranteed accounts, CDs, money markets, treasuries, corporates, agencies, all of those are producing good returns. CDs are usually better than corporates, agencies, treasuries, any fixed rate annuities. By the way, when we speak of annuities, we hope that listeners avoid any variable annuities, income annuities, life annuities, income riders, categorically. We at Decker Retirement see no place in any retirement plan for any of those vehicles. Their rates of return are low, their costs are high, and they don't have the liquidity. They strike one, two, and three right there. Aaron, let's go back to another benefit of retiring now. And that's the market is trading on a pretty good trend right now, but there's one caveat. There's been four times that the S&P 500 has ever traded above a market valuation of 30 times trailing earnings, only four times. One was 1929, and it took 17 years for you to get your money back. Second time was 1964. Was 18 years before you could get your money back. The third time was November of 1999, and markets chopped up and down, but it was 14 years before you made new money. The fourth time was November of 2021. We hit 32 times trailing earnings. If history repeats, and it's been 100% accurate, we're looking at a flat market cycle that goes out at least 10 to 15 years. That means that any buy and hold passive investment strategy of buying and holding stocks, mutual funds, indexes, or ETFs will yield a zero return, and that's devastating for retirees. We've got an answer to that.
So having the answer to that, Brian and Aaron are going to come back and tell you what that answer is. Again, if you'd like to talk with the team, you want to figure out how does interest rates and all of this affect you, your portfolios, are you on the right track, a lot going on in the world. It's 833-707-3030. No cost to chat with the team, 833-707-3030. Brian and Aaron back with more of Decker Retirement Planning, Safer Retirement Radio, right after this.
Have you ever done something and then thought, well, that was a giant waste of money? You might have that same thought in retirement if you don't plan for taxes. Call the team at Decker Retirement Planning to make sure you aren't giving more to Uncle Sam than you have to. 833-707-3030. That's 833-707-3030.
Who likes uncertainty? Wall Street certainly doesn't. With near record inflation and partisan politics, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. What will America's future look like? What will your future look like? Will your taxes go up? Will your savings go down? For more than three decades, Brian Decker has seen uncertainty come and go. No matter what the future holds, Brian and the team at Decker Retirement can help you create a plan designed to preserve your finances in uncertain times. And it's not a matter of if those uncertain times will show up, but when. Call 833-707-3030 now to meet with Brian Decker and the Decker Retirement Team. If uncertainty is causing you to feel insecure, Brian Decker can help. Call 833-707-3030 and schedule your visit today. 833-707-3030. Investment advisory and insurance services offered through Decker Retirement Planning, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Safer Retirement Radio. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DeckerRetirementPlanning.com or call 833-707-3030 to talk to Brian.
Welcome back to Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker and Aaron Ray of Decker Retirement Planning, 833-707-3030. If you'd like to learn more about where you are on that road to retirement, well, can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last as long as I need it to? Are we going to be okay? 833-707-3030. Totally complimentary to chat with the team at Decker Retirement. 833-707-3030. And Brian, right before we wrapped up the last segment, you said, well, we have an answer to that. What's the answer and what's the question again?
So the question again is, there's been four times that the S&P 500 has ever traded above a market valuation of 30 times trailing earnings, 1929, and you didn't see your portfolio go up for 17 years. Second time was 1964, 18 years. Third time, November of 99, 14 years. The fourth time was November of 2021. We hit 32 times trailing earnings. If history repeats, any passive buy and hold investment strategy of stocks, mutual funds, indexes, or ETFs will yield a zero return over the next 10 to 15 years. That is devastating for retirees. So we have an answer to that. And that is, we have done our homework at Decker Retirement Planning, and we've looked to see what makes the most money when markets go up. Well, we've done our research, and the biggest study ever done since 1950 showed us that it is momentum, relative strength, and sector rotation. Those three are the same thing. Imagine that when the S&P is trading in an uptrend, meaning S&P is trading above its 200-day moving average, the market's going up, we have the offensive team on the field. What makes the most money in an up market? It is momentum, relative strength, and sector rotation. So imagine every stock, index, and ETF is assigned a relative strength score 0 to 100, and momentum strategies have you own whatever is going up the fastest, highest relative strength score, until something else takes its place, and then you sector rotate. You rotate into whatever is going up quicker, so you're always riding the biggest wave of the strongest stocks, indexes, and ETFs. I'll give you an example. In 2000, 01, and 02, the S&P was down 50%, 50. NASDAQ was down 70%. And yet all 3 years, there were sectors of the market going up and making money. So in those 3 years, you would have invested in real estate through the REITs. You would have owned gold, silver, energy, pharmaceuticals, biotech, healthcare. All of those stocks and sector ETFs made good money, double-digit money for those 3 years. And then when the markets bottomed in March of 03, what exploded to the upside for the next 4.5 years were technology, semiconductors, small caps, and emerging markets. Then rolling into 2008, that was a waterfall decline. And because momentum only has you buying what's going up, you would have been stopped into a cash position. The only thing that really made money in 2008 was treasury bonds. They were up 22%. So that's how it works. When the market is trending higher, we have the offensive team on the field. So right now we own technology, semiconductors, home builders, stocks that you would recognize like NVIDIA, Advanced Micro Devices. We have Uber. We have the stocks that are going up the fastest. Then when the market crosses the 200-day moving average and we start a downtrend, your banker and broker will advise you, hold on, ride it out. And Aaron, I want you to talk about this. That is the accumulation mentality, because in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, you can ride it out, but you can't in your retirement age. So Aaron, be ready for that. Talk about the contrast between distribution and accumulation strategies. But to finish this out, when the S&P changes from an uptrend to a downtrend, that's when we pull, just like the NFL, we pull the offensive team off the field. We put the defensive team on the field. These are four momentum strategies that are handpicked from the laboratory of 2022, when the S&P was down 19, NASDAQ was down 33, bonds down 20, commodities were down except for one sector, and that was energy. The frackers, the drillers, the pipelines, the crude oil companies, the natural gas companies, those were up 15-20+% that year. So we have four momentum strategies in place that buy what is going up in a down market. So we have the ability with a two-sided strategy to make money in up and down markets, or at the very least, keep you from getting nailed like the recent downturn in 2022. So right now, we do own semiconductors and technology. If you own those in 2022, you took a 30% hit because those stocks got creamed. There is a time to own technology and there's a time not to own technology. There's a time to own commodities. We believe that's coming up. So with interest rates going higher, that hurts the stock market and helps the commodity market. We haven't seen commodities really do well in quite a while. So that's the expectation. With a falling dollar and cutting interest rates, the market's going to change where now commodities should take off, but we'll see what happens. Aaron, let's go to you on how vastly different accumulation strategies are from distribution.
Yeah, so this is one of my favorite things to talk with clients about, because typically what happens is people build really good habits over the course of 30 or 40 years when they're working. You get your first job, you open the 401k or 457 or whatever other retirement account, and the focus for a long time is just building up your nest egg, building up that asset. And so you build up really good habits of just dumping money into your retirement accounts every couple of weeks or at the end of the year when you have some excess income. And the habits are built really well to be able to build up that nest egg. Now, during that time period, the focus is pretty much strictly on growth. Now, as you get closer to retirement, some people tend to tailor back a little bit on risk. But for the last 10, 20, 30 years, the focus has just been on grow this thing as fast as possible. And that is what Brian referred to as the accumulation mentality, where you want to just accumulate those assets over time. However, when you're nearing retirement or into retirement, that isn't the most important thing anymore. You don't need to just grow those assets for sake of growing those assets anymore. The goal now is to be able to actually utilize them. You didn't just build up this big 401k account or the retirement accounts just to have it. You built it up so that you could use it, so that you could spend it, so that you could pass it on as charity, charitable giving or inheritance. There's other reasons for the money. And so that also necessitates a change in the risk profile and in the investment strategy. So the difference here is on how you actually implement that. So during your accumulation years, most of the time, people take a pie chart approach where they have a set amount of their portfolio in stocks and or bonds, and they allow that to sit for a long period of time, right? The ups and downs in the markets. And you get the longer term averages of whatever those asset classes are. And that's a great way to go during your accumulation years, during your working career. But as you're nearing and transitioning into retirement, that same strategy will hurt you because there's two big things that have changed. The first is your time horizon. When you are 35 years old and the market takes a huge hit, drops 35, 40%, yeah, it doesn't feel great, but it's not the end of the world because you have a long time horizon to be able to recover. When you're 65, 75, 80 years old and that same 35 to 40% market drop happens, that's much more impactful and can cause some devastating outcomes depending upon how the rest of your portfolio is invested. So that's the first thing that changes. The second is that this isn't just an account set aside anymore. Previously, you had your wages coming in to supply for living expenses, but in retirement, you are now using the assets that you've saved as part of the regular income, as part of what you're spending on a monthly or yearly basis. And so with the withdrawals that you're taking out of those accounts, that also means that you need to protect those funds from the big market swings to make sure that you can have consistent and stable withdrawals from that account to supply for your living expenses. So with those two things, the different time horizon, shorter time horizon, and the fact that you're actually spending the money, that means that a distribution strategy is what you need at this point, not only an accumulation strategy. And so that's really where our laddered principal guaranteed accounts come in, where they help protect a significant portion of the portfolio, help you provide stable, consistent income, and help you make sure that you are not going to be one of those stories on the news where you say, hey, I had a great retirement. I had all these assets built up. There was a big market correction, and now I have to go back to work. I have to move in with my kids. I have to sell my house. The way that we do our financial planning, our distribution planning, prevents you from having to make those tough decisions. Our number one goal is to keep you retired, and we want to make sure that everything we do, from investment vehicles to the projections to the foundational structure of how we put our plans together, is geared around that goal. So anything that you would add to that so far, Brian?
It's just time, Aaron. In your 20s, 30s, 40s, you have 3 to 5 years to let the markets recover, because you're not pulling your income from those accounts. It's coming from work, and you're kicking money into your 401k every 2 weeks. That's not the case when you retire. You don't have time. You're pulling money from an account that's down 30 or 40%. That is a life changer.
So Brian and Aaron today talking about a lot of risk really to our retirement. Certainly interest rates are one of those. But we're going to come back. They're going to explain sequence of returns risk. And it's a timing mechanism really that kind of goes to your portfolio. Retire and the markets are great. Well, better chance your money's going to last. First, retire and the markets are terrible makes it a little bit harder for your money to last throughout your retirement. So Brian and Aaron are going to discuss that when we come back. If you have any questions so far or just other questions on your mind about retirement, call the team at Decker Retirement. There's no cost. 833-707-3030. 833-707-3030. Back with more Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker and Aaron Ray of Decker Retirement right after this.
Do you need help ensuring any remaining assets that you've worked so hard to create are distributed to your beneficiaries in the most tax-efficient manner? If you would like to talk or meet with Brian about your legacy planning, call 833-707-3030. Again, that's 833-707-3030.
Glad you're with us today for Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker and Aaron Ray of Decker Retirement. Again, go to the website if you'd like to download some information just for your knowledge. There's 12 different things you can download on the website, DeckerRetirementPlanning.com, under the heading of Safer Retirement Education. Brian's book on retirement, The Decker Approach, Three Principles of Retirement Book, Checklist Challenge, Sample Income Plan. Those are just four of the 12 things you could download. No cost to you. It's just there for your information. Then if you have questions, you want to learn more about your specific situation, 833-707-3030, 833-707-3030. I'm Mark Elliott. Hey, before you get into sequence of returns risk, Brian, we were just talking during the break, because we always say Brian J. Decker of Decker Retirement. And it's like, well, why do we need the J? I mean, you're kind of like a Rockefeller, I suppose. Is that why?
No, there's another Brian Decker out of New York that committed all kinds of financial fraud. And he's behind bars, and I just want to make sure that they put the J in there if they search for Brian Decker to differentiate him and me.
That might be a wise thing to do since you're in the financial world. I get that. All right.
Okay, let's talk about sequence of return risk. Aaron, I'll lob this over for you. Let's say that I retire January 1 of 2000 and you retire March of 2003. What's the difference?
Actually, major difference. So sequence of return risk is related to the timing of when you get positive versus negative returns. So if we're going through your example of the year 2000 versus 2003, that's going to be a major difference because during 2000, 2001, and 2002, the S&P had negative returns all 3 years. It was down 40, 45% for those 3 years. And if you are also taking money out of your portfolio to live off of following the failed 4% rule, that means you're down an additional 12%. You've lost half your portfolio in the first 3 years. If I instead retired in 2003, the next 3 years from there were all positive returns, about 28, 10, 5% respectively. And that means I'm off to a much better start from an overall portfolio standpoint. So if you started with $1 million and for you, you're down over half, you got about 500,000 left. For me, even if I pulled out the same amount to live off of from an income standpoint, I'm going to be in a much better position because the first 3 years of my retirement had positive returns versus negative. And so for sequence of return risk, essentially what it is the timing of when you get those positive returns. Because if you are one of the unlucky people that retired in 2000 or in some of those other time periods in the past where you start off with a major drop like 2008 or some of the time periods previously where you have 2 or 3 years in a row that are negative, that has a drastic impact on the long-term longevity of your portfolio. And so same thing on the opposite side. If you all of a sudden have a 30, 40% gain in the first couple of years, that means you're going to be way better off than you expected. And so this is one of the things that we warn people about when we are doing our sit-down meetings, because a lot of people don't think about the compounding effect of these returns over time. A lot of times they'll just look at a chart that shows the returns of the S&P over time, but they forget that when you have real dollars in your account that are getting those returns, they're compounded over time for better when there's positive returns and for worse when there's negative. And so that's something that you need to be very, very aware of as you're transitioning into retirement. Because a lot of times what we see is people will be working with a bank or a broker or some other person that has them in a pie chart approach, and their projection, if I can even call it that, is something we call a Monte Carlo simulation. This is typically a statistical analysis that basically shows you your chances of success based off of an average return in your portfolio and the amount that you're going to withdraw out of it. And a lot of times people will say, hey, I'm comfortable with a 90 or a 92% chance of success of not running out of money based off of these variables. And for me personally, I wouldn't want an 8 or a 10% chance that I'm going to run out of money before I retire. That's just not a risk I'm willing to take. And so for us, the way that we do our distribution planning, the way that we put together financial plans doesn't leave you exposed to an 8 or a 10% chance that you're going to run out of money. There's much more surety in the way that we put that together. So I know I kind of ran on for a second there on a couple topics. What would you add to that?
I would hope everyone listening to this remembers this one point in the radio show. I hope that any plan that you get from your advisor, you run it through 2000, 01, and 02, and you run it through the good years of March of 03 to October of 07. Run it through both and see how it does. I think that's going to be the big decider. So in 2000, 01, and 02, Aaron, how much do our principal guaranteed accounts lose in 2000, 01, and 02 when the S&P is down 50%, NAS down 70? How much did we lose?
Nothing.
In fact, bucket 1, 2, and 3 made money, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they did. Okay.
So now with the risk bucket, with the momentum strategies we have in place, they're able to make money as well. Now let's go to 03 through 07, when the markets take off, we're cherry picking the best parts of the S&P 500. So we're making good money when the markets go up and our principal guaranteed accounts are participating. But now let's flip it. Let's take the pie chart. 60-40 portfolio, typical portfolio that bankers and brokers recommend. In this case, 60% is stocks, 40%, let's say, medium duration bonds, Aaron. Take them through that. So markets are down 50%, NAS is down 70%. Many people during that period would love to have lost just 50%. Most people lost more than that on their stock portfolio. That's 60% of their money. And then, Aaron, during the 3 years of 2000, 01, and 02, I think the bond market interest rates went down during that period. So they would have made money in their portfolio. So in a 60-40 portfolio, let's say, so you made 13% on 40% of your portfolio and you lost more than 50%. You're still not a happy camper if you just retired, right?
Correct. Yep.
And then from 03 to 07, you participated nicely in a 60-40 portfolio. But at that point, it's not just the losses because you're drawing income from that portfolio on top of that. And then you take the hit in 08. And that's why in 09, after two 50% drops from October of 07 to March of 09, that was a 50% drop in the S&P. We saw a lot of gray-haired people show up at fast food, banks. We saw them as Walmart greeters. They had to go to Plan B. They had to sell their home, move in with their kids. So, Aaron, to your point, the 8% Monte Carlo seems to come up from time to time. And right now, let's connect the dots. We talked in the first part about, in the radio show, about how there's been four times that the S&P 500 has traded above 30 times earnings. And when it does, it creates a flat market for 10 to 15 years. Well, that happened in October of 2021. So in a flat market cycle with the pie chart, a 60-40 portfolio that you're pulling money from, Aaron, that's a recipe for disaster. That is a sequence of return risk that's very high. That's not shown in Monte Carlo simulations.
Yep, 100%. And it's one of those things where we want to make sure that that isn't a problem, right? Like the people that are coming to us for help with retirement planning are not the shoot for the moon. They're like, hey, I need a 20% return to make this work. We don't plan like that. Our planning is to keep you retired. We want to make sure that we have conservative projections of what the growth of the accounts is going to be. And the goal is to obviously outperform that. And the way that we're able to provide you with that peace of mind, with all of the surety, is based off of the allocations, like how much we put into certain portfolio vehicles, how much protection we have in place, and the way that we do the distribution planning. Ours is not just a, hey, throw a pie chart portfolio together and we'll pull a set percentage every year and just see how it goes. We want to make sure to plan for these tail risks because they happen a lot more often than people think. I think 2022 was a little bit of a wake-up call for people because we had a slight dip in 2018, but the previous 12 years, 14 years before that was pretty much up every year. And so people have this recency bias where they think the market's going to be good forever, and then all of a sudden a drop happens and they get kind of skittish and fearful and realize that that isn't the case. If you even take it back just 25 years, going back to the early 2000s, there's multiple time periods where you have some rough struggles if your entire portfolio is in the stock market or that 60-40 portfolio that you outlined. So it's not unrealistic to think that that could be repeated here, where we have another 10 or 15 year time period where you don't make any money in a 60-40 or a standard traditional portfolio. And so if that's something where you actually want to have stability of income, you want to have peace of mind, you don't want to have those tail risk options of, hey, I may not be able to have the spending or the longevity of my portfolio that I expected, then come talk to us because that's where we specialize. We don't want to have those types of tail risks derail your retirement. Nobody wants to go back to work when they don't want to when they're 80 years old. And those are the types of things that we make sure to prevent for you.
By the way, speaking of tail risk, there was a 32% drop in the S&P that happened in COVID, and that has never happened before. That's called a Three Sigma event. So that's not part of what would be in a Monte Carlo simulation. But let's talk about three more risks. We'll tell you what they are, and in the next segment, we'll cover them. One is political. Second is geopolitical. And the third is financial. It's $34 trillion budget deficit, and it's the stress of Social Security and Medicare. So we're going to cover those when we get back.
So again, if you have any questions about anything you've heard, or you just like to learn more about your retirement situation, get some clarity into your retirement picture. Because at the end of the day, you have enough or you don't have enough. And if you don't have enough, how can you get there? If you already have enough and you really want to retire, why haven't you? Because you don't know. That's the opportunity you have by sitting down with Brian and Aaron and the team at Decker Retirement, figuring out where you are. Most of us aren't really sure because we've never sat down with a retirement planning team like Decker Retirement Planning. 833-707-3030. 833-707-3030. All right, our final segment, political risk, geopolitical risk, financial risk, all that ahead with Brian and Aaron of Decker Retirement right here on Safer Retirement Radio.
Do you need help insuring any remaining assets that you've worked so hard to create are distributed to your beneficiaries in the most tax-efficient manner? If you would like to talk or meet with Brian about your legacy planning, call 833-707-3030. Again, that's 833-707-3030.
Have you noticed the market's roller coaster ride lately? Even a single day's dip can significantly impact your retirement. If the idea of shielding your nest egg from market volatility resonates with you, it's time to talk to the experts at Decker Retirement Planning. Call us now at 833-707-3030. Our unique approach aims to dial down the risk, keeping about 25 to 30% of your assets at risk, instead of the conventional 60-40 pie chart. At Decker Retirement Planning, we don't use a pie chart. We strive to offer you a detailed retirement income plan. It's about seeing the bigger picture, aligning your investments to your long-term goals, and making informed decisions. Whether you're new to retirement planning or already have a plan, we can help. Call Decker Retirement today to learn about the six things we do well for our clients that all financial advisors should be doing. Call 833-707-3030 today. That's 833-707-3030. Investment advisory and insurance services offered through Decker Retirement Planning, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Safer Retirement Radio. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DeckerRetirementPlanning.com or call 833-707-3030 to talk to Brian.
Glad you're with us today for Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker and Aaron Ray of Decker Retirement Planning. I'm Mark Elliott. 833-707-3030. If Brian and Aaron have kind of got your juices flowing a little bit about your situation and how it affects you, I want to talk about some of the challenges of retirement. The idea is really to have a plan that is about you. The process they walk you through, the Safer Retirement process, focuses on income planning and distribution planning. It's the key is making sure your money will last as long as you need it to, but also giving you the income you need to do the things you've always dreamed of doing in retirement. How do we know if we're going to be okay? Why not sit down with a team like Brian, his team of Decker Retirement Planning, to help you figure out where you are? 833-707-3030. All right, Brian, you and Aaron, this segment, final segment, got a lot to get to. Political risk, geopolitical risk, and financial risk. Good luck.
All right. On the political risk, we're going to elect probably two new presidents in the next 5 years. Two new presidents. And I'm over 60 years old. I've never seen the political environment like this in my lifetime. It is so caustic, so combative. Riots in the street when their person isn't elected. So you have political risk. And by the way, the divergency of agendas is stark. The contrast between what one party is offering and another party is offering is stark. Can your portfolio handle that? So that is one risk, political. That's all I really wanted to say on that. But there's going to be volatility depending on either a market-friendly, business-friendly agenda or more of a socialist, anti-business agenda. So we'll see how the market responds to those outcomes. Anything you'd add on that before we go to geopolitical, Aaron?
No, I think you summed it up well. It's just uncertainty, right? Like you said, it's hard to get either party to work well with each other. And so hitting common goals that are even in the benefit of the American people sometimes is pretty difficult. So it just means that there's going to be more volatility, more uncertainty, more large swings one direction or the other.
Yep. Here's another thing. Now, remember when China took over Hong Kong, they said they were going to do it. They eventually did it, and the market yawned because they expected it. I don't know if that's how it's going to be with Taiwan, if there'll be any market disruption. They're saying that they're going to take over. Who knows what will happen? But the geopolitical risk is very high. You've got Iran snuggling together with Russia and China, and then you've got, you know, the rest of the world. And it's very interesting to see the wars that are going on right now and our military. And that's another uncertainty, is the geopolitical side. The third and the bigger is our debt. So we've never had all seven G7 nations with debt to GDP ratios of 100%. That's never happened before. We're in uncharted territory. It's an unknown. And there's a saying on Wall Street that goes like this: it doesn't matter until it matters. I was worried about the debt, gosh, in the mid-90s. I'm very conservative myself with financials, and it just doesn't matter until it matters. So with $34 trillion in debt, that's over 100% in GDP, and the others, all eyes around the world are on Japan. Japan is over 200%. They have twice the debt to GDP that we do. They should be a bug on a windshield soon. It hasn't happened yet. In fact, their stock market recently hit a new all-time high. And that was, by the way, after 30-plus years of making an all-time high. No, I think it's 40 years. Anyhow, a long time, four decades, something like that, for it to make a new all-time high. It recently did. But we're watching Japan to see how they're going to figure it out. I think everyone is just saying, as Americans, we've always figured it out. Somehow we'll figure this out. But now there's so many countries that have the same problem that the idea is being floated about one world currency and talks like that, and who knows. But that, again, falls in the category of uncertainty. Can your portfolio handle that? Last thing is with Social Security and Medicare, the expectation is what's called means testing. Means testing is where the U.S. government says, you're not going to get Medicare benefits, and we're going to keep your Social Security, take one for the team. That's how we're going to do it. And then the $400,000 will drop to $350,000 and $300,000 and $250,000, et cetera. So that's the expectation. They've talked about it. It's the political hot rail that no one wants to touch because it's terminal. It's a killer for you politically to talk about cutting anyone's benefits or making it harder to access those benefits. But how would your plan look if your Social Security was cut at all? And by the way, Aaron, this is just my thoughts. I think that the lowest form of life is a politician, but they're at least smart enough to know that if they cut people's Social Securities, we are coming after them with pitchforks. So yeah. I think they know that. But yeah. Aaron, what else would you say about Medicare and Social Security and that uncertainty there?
Yeah, I have a couple of things here. One of the things that comes as a shock to a lot of people that I talk to is the statistics around Social Security, in the sense that if you actually look and see how many retirees in the United States rely on Social Security as their sole source of income, it's over 40% of the U.S. retirees, which when I first read that was just an astounding statistic to me, meaning that people retire and they don't have any other income. They don't have a pension. They don't have a 401k. They don't have other assets that they've saved. They're simply living off of the Social Security check that they get. And so to your point, Brian, any politician that tries to revoke or reduce those benefits is essentially committing political suicide, right? Like nobody in that demographic is going to vote for that person because that is their sole livelihood. And so it is. It's a glaring thing that it seems to just kick down the road. I find it really interesting that the way that the government themselves puts it out. Like if you go, a lot of times we'll have people look up their Social Security benefits, and one of the sheets that comes with the report that they give you is called Retirement Ready. And there's actually a section in here I want to read just a couple sentences from. The header of this is Social Security will be there when you retire. And in the paragraph, it says, the Social Security Board of Trustees estimates that based on current law, the trust funds will be able to pay benefits in full and on time until 2034, which is only 10 years from now. And then in 2034, Social Security would still be able to pay about $800 for every $1,000 in benefits scheduled. And it has a link to learn more about it. And so even by their own analysis, they're estimating that we're not going to have money to be able to pay full Social Security benefits in a 10-year time period from now. So obviously something has to change, right? It's unsustainable to be able to continue exactly how it's set. And you threw out a way that the means testing there. Obviously, increased taxes is on the table for those that are a little bit younger, as well as pushing the retirement age back, right? Like when they first started Social Security, the age at which you could draw it was a little bit younger. And right now we have it in between 62 and 70. In my opinion, and some of the things that have been thrown out, it's possible that gets pushed back, right? So instead of starting at 62, you can't start until 64 or 65, or they put some plethora of that and means testing and increased taxes altogether. So just another thing to make sure that you're aware of, that for Social Security, you want that to be hopefully part of your retirement. Everybody's going to get some benefit out of that, fingers crossed, but you shouldn't rely on that as, hey, I'm going to have this whole thing. I know exactly what I'm going to get. It's going to be a huge portion of my overall retirement. You want to have contingency plans and other assets in place that you control, not that the government just does whatever with and they decide how much you get out of that system.
So it's really important to stress test your plan. Will your plan do well in up markets? Will your plan do well in down markets? Will your plan do well with higher interest rates and lower interest rates? We advise you to get out of the pie chart. That's an accumulation strategy. In your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, when the market goes down, your 401k is cut in half, no big deal because you're in your accumulation years, you're getting your income from work. Every 2 weeks, you're kicking money into your accumulation plan, your 401k. You have 3 to 5 years for the market to recover, and then you're on your way again and you're better off for it. Contrast that with markets go down, you're pulling money from the account that is now down 40, 50%. That is a life changer. That is a game changer in retirement. Accumulation strategies, go to your banker or broker. Distribution strategies are what we specialize in. About a year ago, I got a new knee. I didn't go to a dentist. Dentists are good people, but I needed an orthopedic surgeon. I went to a specialist, had a great outcome. I ski, I'm fully active. I got the outcome I want because I went to the right person. Go to a distribution planner and get things in place so that your plan can survive higher, lower interest rates, higher, lower markets, and you can stay retired and sleep well at night. Aaron, what would you add?
Yeah, just a couple last points. The first one for me is that the plans that we put together really provide our clients with a lot of peace of mind. Nobody wants to spend their retirement years looking at the markets every day, making sure that everything's okay, or they're out on some trip or visiting their grandkids or fun and realizing, hey, I just lost 40% of my portfolio. Kind of ruins the trip, right? Puts a little downer there. And so we provide a lot of safety to your funds, a lot of peace of mind based off of the approach that we have. We make sure that if those scenarios do happen, something politically, geopolitically, with the markets, whatever that tail risk may be, that's not going to derail your retirement plans. We want to make sure to provide the safety and security that you deserve there. So like Brian said, we're specialists with retirement planning, with distribution planning, and that's something that we can take care of.
So again, if you'd like to chat with the team at Decker Retirement about anything or all of the things that Brian and Aaron got into today, a lot of moving parts, a lot of uncertainties kind of in our future, but you don't want to be uncertain about retirement. You want to know that your money will last as long as you need it to, and you can do the things you've always dreamed of. That's the perfect scenario. 833-707-3030 again is a number. No cost to you, no pressure. Brian, Aaron, and the team at Decker Retirement here to help guide you. 833-707-3030, 833-707-3030. Might be the most important phone call you will make pertaining to your retirement. Aaron, Brian, thanks for the time. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. We'll do it again next week.
Security and insurance services offered by Decker Retirement Planning, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Decker Retirement Planning is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Decker Retirement Planning. This radio show is a paid placement.
Who likes uncertainty? Wall Street certainly doesn't. With near record inflation and partisan politics, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. What will America's future look like? What will your future look like? Will your taxes go up? Will your savings go down? For more than three decades, Brian Decker has seen uncertainty come and go. No matter what the future holds, Brian and the team at Decker Retirement can help you create a plan designed to preserve your finances in uncertain times. And it's not a matter of if those uncertain times will show up, but when. Call 833-707-3030 now to meet with Brian Decker and the Decker Retirement Team. If uncertainty is causing you to feel insecure, Brian Decker can help. Call 833-707-3030 and schedule your visit today. 833-707-3030. Investment advisory and insurance services offered through Decker Retirement Planning, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.